Hachette Audio presents A Survivor's Education, Women, Violence, and the Stories We Don't Tell. Written and read by Joy Neumeier. Well, here I, an instructor in forgetting, teach that pain passes, for it's the pain of others. Still in my mind trying to save Miss Jadwiga, a little hunchback, librarian by profession, who perished in the shelter of an apartment house that was considered safe but toppled down. And no one was able to dig through the slabs of wall, though knocking and voices were heard for many days. So a name is lost for ages, forever. No one will ever know about her last hours. Time carries her in layers of the Pliocene. From Czesław Miłosz, Six Lectures in Verse, Lecture 4. Author's note. The names of everyone connected to the investigation of my case have been changed. The story, however, is real, depending on who you ask. Part 1. Prologue. A Magic Mountain. The fog hangs low as I slip out the door and onto Arlington Avenue. It could be any season or year. In the Berkeley Hills, there is no winter or summer, spring or fall. Plants bloom in January, and micro-down jackets guard against the chill that descends with the creeping mist. Like a California reincarnation of the Magic Mountain, Berkeley's hills seem to stand outside time. Thomas Mann's hero, Hans Castorp, arrives at a Swiss sanatorium for a brief visit, but invents a fever that allows him to stay for 7 years. He discusses love and death at deliriously high altitudes, far from the war that will soon break out below. After working as a journalist in Russia, I came here to study Europe's past. When my plane from Moscow landed in San Francisco, I stepped out into balmy temperatures. Across the bay in Berkeley, I smoked weed and smelled angel's trumpet flowers, their orange blossoms bursting with nocturnal perfume. I never wanted to leave. While sitting in seminars, I sometimes stared at the redwood trees outside the window and wondered at my good fortune. Theory is gray, Goethe's Mephistopheles tells a student in Faust, but the tree of life is green. Silver fog and emerald branches. Berkeley had it all. Time, however, can only be suspended for so long. At the end of the novel, Castorp comes down from the mountain and into the trenches.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?